Nolte, Cracker Barrel finally removes grooming page from website. By John Nolte on August 28, 2025. After a week in a barrel of its own making, the woke crazies who colonized Cracker Barrel have reversed course on a number of dreadful decisions, including a child grooming, gay pride page on its website. On Wednesday, Breitbart News reported that a Cracker Barrel statement released that same day titled, "Our Promise to You," made no mention of any promise to stop hosting all-age gay pride events. Cracker Barrel had even gone so far as to proudly publish photos of little kids, attending one of these events in Nashville. On behalf of Cracker Barrel's LGBTQ+ Alliance and GIB team, we want to celebrate you for being you. It is our greatest mission to ensure that pleasing people means all people. LGBTQ+ Pride Month each June is an important time to reflect on the Stonewall riots that began on June 28, 1969, evoking activists to demand change for the LGBTQ+ community in America. Along with ensuring educational resources and inclusivity practices are upheld every day, Cracker Barrel will also be returning to Nashville Pride and the At an Equal Workplace Advocates Conference. There are many ways we encourage bringing your authentic self to work. Here's what the site looked like 2 days ago. Today, that same page looks like this. Additionally, a good faith search of the site found nothing under LGBT, etc. If Cracker Barrel wants to host gay pride events for 18 and over, that's their right. Personally, I find all identity politics revolting, but this is America, so whatever. Including kids in events that celebrate how adults have sex is something entirely different. A demonic attempt at shattering their innocence through grooming. That cannot be allowed. What's more, listen to the way Sarah Moore, Cracker Barrel's chief marketing officer, talks. Just for a moment, forget about all the terrible decisions she and others made. Listen to her use of language. Normal people do not talk like this. After America spent about 235 years ridiculing humorless, self-satisfied, priggish know-it-all city slicksters and their fancy talk, especially when it came to dealing with everyday people. For the last 15 or so years, Hollywood and the corporate media have created this mirage where these people are now the majority. For the left, the results have been devastating. The corporate media are dying, the Democrat Party sits at record low approval ratings, and look at what's happened to Bud Light, Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, and now Cracker Barrel. These dumb companies are so out of touch. They've been fooled into believing it's a good idea to hire woke elitists who hate their brand and customer base, and then allow them to come in and destroy the brand while alienating the customer base. This is precisely what John Meacham did to Newsweek 15 years ago, and no one was smart enough to take notes. Woke women wearing black horn-rimmed glasses combined Cracker Barrel with celebrating homosexuality as they tossed around phrases like physical guest experience. When we were still a healthy culture, this was the stuff of sitcoms. We mercilessly ridiculed these people to warn the public away from them. The whole world is upside down. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.